This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So how are you doing today, Samantha?
I think I'm doing a little better today. Yesterday was rough. Yesterday we had our little state governor do a conference, and then some things fell apart that I had planned for our show, and I started reading all the sad stories. So I put myself in a bit of a hole, I think. Mm-hmm. But today is much better.
It's good.
I think, you know, every day is different.
Yes.
And taking it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. What about you? What's going on with you? How are you?
I will say I feel like I'm doing much better this week than I was doing last week. And that's mostly because I've tried to be more conscientious and why I'm doing the things I'm doing and trying to be more mindful. Also, I've had amazing hanging out virtually with friends. So I feel like I have 5 good days and 2 bad days, which is better than what it used to be, which was 4 good days and 3 bad days. So,
hey, yeah, the odds are getting better.
That's right. That's right. But for today, we are talking about one that is not as a happy a topic, but was something we do need to talk about. And that is abortion and what's going on with abortion in the United States during COVID-19 and all of these pandemic measures that are being taken, because we are seeing a lot of legislatures using COVID-19 to restrict access even further to abortion. So, for example, Texas has deemed abortion non-essential and that they should be halted during the pandemic. And the ban was upheld by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. And within a day, several were shuttered, several of these clinics that provided abortions. Planned Parenthood, along with a few other organizations and lawyers, have promised to take the case all the way to the Supreme Court. Federal courts have blocked a handful of bans, but more and more just keep making their way to the federal courts.
Right. And just think about it for a minute, for the women who found out within hours of their scheduled appointments that it was canceled and that it was no certainty on rescheduling it or whether they could. And for many, going out of state is not accessible, and not to mention unsafe during a pandemic. And a lot of places will actually stop you and ask you why you're crossing state lines.
Yeah. And the situation is compounded by the fact that in the face of potentially already tight financial situations, many have lost their jobs, their source of income, and their health insurance, because here in the United States, a lot of us get it through our jobs. And having a baby ups your exposure to COVID-19 with all the medical appointments that entails. And the longer you delay abortion access, because even in clinics that are remaining open, a lot of them are operating under shorter hours. They're open for a shorter amount of time. The higher the risk of complications and the increased chance of missing the legal window to have an abortion.
Right. And as we talked about earlier, the fact that most of insurance in the U.S., if the majority of, is through work. And if you therefore are not working, you don't have this insurance. And during this time, we know that our president, he has not opened up the Affordable Health Care Act for people to actually be able to go underneath it either. So he's restricting in every way in trying to get insurance, which is a whole other conversation that needs to be had. And with that, we know many of these states are stating that services like dentistry are seen as essential, which is interesting, which is a whole other level of, okay, so dentistry is okay, abortion is not. Weird. But of course, even with the lockdowns, the protesters are still out and about. As in fact, in North Carolina, protesters were arrested for not abiding by the social distancing rule, and they are now suing the state due to, say, quote unquote, being targeted and the fact that their rights, the First Amendment rights, were violated. So that's always fun to see.
It's a mess. It's a real mess. Ohio, Texas, Iowa, Alabama, Alaska, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Oklahoma have taken these steps in one form or another to attempt to restrict abortion even more during this time. In some instances, this has resulted in canceled appointments and panicked calls to the clinics. Denying access to abortion will likely lead to an increase of people turning to dangerous, unsafe methods. And these bans are going to have long-lasting effects even after the pandemic ends, financially destabilizing practices that provide them.
Right. And we know that this could be Kickstarter to send it to the Supreme Court, which is very heavily conservative, with the newest members of the Supreme Court being very pro-life, anti-choice, and has made that his agenda as well. So this is a whole level of a larger tactic and a larger way of trying to reverse Roe versus Wade, and which is a whole other dangerous effect on so many things. And we know a lot of the places around the world are protesting as well for the rights. And I've seen, is it Norway? I just saw it. Well, there was a protest in which they were all 6 feet apart from each other. It was beautiful. Yeah. They were lined up.
Yeah. I want to get like a big hoop skirt thing. Yeah. Oh, I have my Horcrux. The ring Horcrux outfit that I've never gotten to wear from Harry Potter. It's a big hoop.
It's a big hoop?
It's a big hoop.
Okay, well then you need to get that out.
It's not to size. Not accurate to scale.
I wouldn't say not. So even though it's under attack, abortion is still legal in all 50 states. Check the rules in your state. Very important. Look it up. Planned Parenthood now offers telemedicine in all 50 states, and many of their offices remain open with proper safety precaution measures in place. And some have shorter hours and no longer accept walk-ins, but they are open, and you can call or use their abortion care finder tool to find your nearest provider. And there are some services that provide abortion travel. And also on this, you can also look up information about birth control, information about testing, information about sexual health stuff. It is really good to look into. Just go look up Google PlannedParenthood.org. You can just click on it and it gives you all the different information. And it has a lot of good information about how to handle things during COVID-19, during lockdowns and all of that. And also knowing your rights, which is a very, very, very important tool for so many things concerning women.
Yes. Yes. So that's sort of kind of a quick roundup of what's happening there. And it is changing a lot. So as you listen to this, we're recording this on April 21st. I remembered the date. So things could change really rapidly by the time that you hear it, honestly.
Right.
And there are, I mean, huge shout out to the people fighting this battle and protesting and pursuing these lawsuits to prevent abortion access from being more restricted than it already was.
Right. And if you're looking to see how you can help, Planned Parenthood has many opportunities between donating time, donating money. I saw women who are making masks for them. And I think that's a beautiful thing because, of course, if they're not deemed essential, they're not getting access to PPE
right.
as well. And I think that's a reminder that this is also important for them. I think we also need to talk about the fact that there are pregnancy centers, which we know are not actual pregnancy centers. We had this as part of our episodes, what was it, a year ago? It's been a minute.
CPCs, crisis pregnancy centers, yeah.
Yeah, and they are open. And they are very, very, very much honing in onto the fact that some of these clinics have been shut down and coming in as replacements. So be aware of that as well.
Yes. Yes. So we're thinking of you, listeners. We care about you. We love hearing from you. If you want to share anything that's going on and that you think we should be talking about or any whatever it is you're streaming, do you have any good? What are you streaming? What's internet? What entertainment are you in
oh,
right
see,
now?
I'm not the person to ask for that because I rewatch things like mm-hmm. nobody's business. Right now, though, I'm about to be going into my rabbit hole of Pride and Prejudice, Colin Firth level, uh-huh. as well as Anne of Green Gables, old school Anne of Green Gables, not the new crap. Don't give me that. I like the old stuff. So that's where I'm going, as well as the fact that I have gone 110% into phone games. Like revamped Words with Friends, which, by mm-hmm. the way, apparently that's a place where people try to hit on you as well, which is odd.
There's no place safe, Samantha.
Like I was very shocked. I don't get hit on like you do. Like I'm just kind of automatically get away from me. Like I'm pretty good at that face. but like I'm like what's happening? Why are you? I thought you were a robot. Why are you trying to talk to me? So it's really interesting. That's what I'm up to.
See,
what are you streaming? I know you're doing some good things.
Tonight I have a virtual watch party of The Lighthouse, which I've already seen, and it is so weird. And I can't wait for my friends to see it. And we're going to watch all of the SpongeBob parodies afterwards because a bunch of SpongeBob parodies are out there about it. And I did just get the Final Fantasy VII remake, and Final Fantasy VII is one of my favorite games of all time. It's the first person I cosplayed as was Tifa from Final Fantasy VII. But unfortunately, somehow I feel like I'm always doing something, so I haven't gotten to play it. I thought by now I'd be like almost done with it because I've had it for a week. I've only done a couple hours, but that's my main.
You stay busy.
I know, and I don't know how. Like, I look
pretty
back
shocking.
Over my day, and I'm like, what?
I love it. You do you.
But we would love suggestions from you, listeners. What are you up to? You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Andrew Howard and JJ Posway.
Thanks, y'all.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's a summer travel tip. Pack just one pair of shoes that goes with every outfit and occasion. Like the versatile, perfectly packable tree shoes from Allbirds. Made to look great and feel even better, they're the ideal choice for vacations, staycations, and every road trip in between. For an everyday, go-anywhere breathable sneaker, snag a pair of tree runners. If sporty's your style, you'll love the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dashers too. And of course, you can't go wrong with the classic low-top look of the tree pipers. The best part is, they're all crafted with lightweight, breathable eucalyptus fiber that takes comfy to the next level. So you'll be stepping out in style and comfort wherever you go. Your summer adventures are just getting started, so you need shoes that can handle anything. That's why Allbirds has you covered. Step into summer travel with the perfect travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.